Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is another episode in our Consistency 365 series, which is all about doing the things we know to do, even when we don't want to do them, even when our circumstances make it difficult to execute, being someone who has patterns and habits that they fulfill, that they act on, even when they're stressed, even when they're tired, just in the same way that you brush your teeth, even if you're stressed, even if you're running late.
I wrote in Chasing Cupcakes about this idea of writing checks that your future can't cash. And my experience with this was along the phrase of, I'll start tomorrow. I'm going to do better on Monday. Once we get past this event, then I'm going to get really serious, or whatever it was. And I was putting all of the pressure on later, on another day, on another time, so that I could do whatever I wanted to do today. And not only was I putting all of this pressure on the future, I was essentially putting myself in a hole. I was putting myself in a hole, creating more cravings, strengthening a pattern of making excuses, strengthening a pattern of giving in to pleasure and short-term gratification. And I saw a video with Dr. Paul Saladino, and he was talking about this notion of temporary joy, which I can completely relate to. Yes, when I say I'm going to have the cookie, or I'm going to have the ice cream, or I'm going to have the spicy margarita, or I'm going to buy the shoes, or whatever it is, you do get a rush of dopamine, and that is very compelling. But what you're doing is you're borrowing from tomorrow's joy. You're stealing it from tomorrow, because you have to deal with the consequences. And you're, in the same way, putting yourself in a hole, right? You're more pleasure today that you don't have unlimited times and chances to give in to this temptation without consequence. So when you say yes to that dopamine hit, to that little bit of temporary pleasure, you're creating a debt that will eventually come due, whether in terms of your physical results or your finances or your health or all of the above. I want to remind you that it's okay to want something, to want it badly, and not act on that. It's okay to sit with that feeling without drama and without feeling like it's a fight, and just say, I can endure this, and it's not going to last very long. I talk often about how when I once did a 7-day water fast, one of my fears going into it was that I would get hungry, and then I would just get hungrier and hungrier and hungrier and hungrier, and that feeling would grow and it would be unbearable. So what I did is, anytime I started to feel that sensation of the discomfort of hunger, I started a timer on my phone, because I wanted to know, is this going to last hours? Is this going to last days? Is it just going to grow? And I was shocked to see that even though a feeling of hunger could be very strong, like a 7 or an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, it didn't last forever. It eventually subsided, and it subsided a lot more quickly, in a matter of minutes, than I thought it would subside. And that same thing is true when we experience temptation or cravings or urges. It's not just going to last forever and build and build and build until it overtakes you. Be willing to sit with the discomfort without acting on it. You will feel so much more powerful. You will feel so much more in control of your life, and you will get much better results. We'll see you tomorrow.